Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are a teacher of the Israel, and you do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Gospel of the Lord. So, on last Sunday, Father Rosa came to give her the talk on Revelation. And he put the Old Testament and New Testament into one piece. And it's how it happened. Today's reading. At the time of Moses, many people, They put a serpent up, and when they look at it, they were alive, the people, the bronze serpent. So when Jesus himself hang on the cross, people have life. This typography, a kind of relating the Old Testament and New Testament. And this is how they use these passages to reveal the revelation of the Lord. The life has come from above, from Jesus Christ himself. He is the one who gives life. And that's why in the communion song, we use the Luke chapter 24, verse 46. Christ has to suffer. That's the time when they talk to the before he was ascended to heaven, just the last words, Christ had to suffer. And then, verse 26, but he has to rise from the dead, enter into his kingdom. That's the phrase that he is revealing to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. So these two phrases put together also a kind of comparison. And you can see that Jesus really wanted the people understand he has to suffer. Because when suffering, we can't see anything. We see as if no hope. But for Christ, it's different. Whatever happened to him, also to us, whenever we approach problems, difficulties, if the end of the things, no, Jesus is there. He helps us to live. Even though we are in disastrous moment, we have to be joyful, because at least Christ is risen. He lives among us. He lives in us, so that we are not alone. When we approach crosses, we are one with the Lord more closely. And that we have to believe, wherever we go, we are joyful because Christ never abandoned us.